Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your love song singing over us to quiet our hearts morning by morning so that we can live out our purpose, our story, your love for us, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, precious family, disciples of the Almighty. Our readings is Galatians chapter 6, verses 4 to 6. We're reading from the TPT.
Let everyone be devoted to fulfill the work God has given them to do with excellence, and their joy will be in doing what's right and being themselves, and not in being affirmed by others. Every believer is ultimately responsible for his or her own conscience. And those who are taught the word must share all good things with their teacher.
Hallelujah. Yuch, it's so beautiful. The TPT puts us across so beautifully, verse 4. And I think like many of you in that there, verse 4 didn't mean as much, you know. And this is the whole... the whole purpose, you know. We, God made us, and he made us for purpose. We were predestined for purpose, for destiny, for a story, for a life of adventure with the Almighty, a love story. And that's our name that is written in heaven. And that, why is that so important, guys, to wake up to that name? Because that name ultimately is, it's what God, it keeps you in the heavenly places, in the things of God. And it's the answer. That's, you're busy with the answer. You're busy with the truth. You're busy with the heart of God. And that moves you into the kingdom plan for you in every way. And it's those that don't take hold of this, the goodness of God found in Christ Jesus, that lands up in the lake of fire. So your name is very important. And so what is required here, how did you come out of darkness, is you realize you're not what you're supposed to be, and you need salvation. And salvation is your story, and it's your story found in Jesus, who, if his name means salvation. So it's doing the works that he done, and because we've been sent just like him. So what this is, again, if we break this up into chewable pieces, day by day, drawing close to the Lord, hearing his love song for us that quietens our heart. So we are motivated, we are stirred up, we become a full cup. And even have some extra oil, because remember, we want to not just hear from him, we want to experience him. We want him to come through for us. We don't just want him to be the author of our faith, but also the perfecter of our faith. So this first part here is talking about working out your salvation with fear and trembling. And that starts with drawing close to the Lord, hearing from the Lord. And then the second part of the verse is so important. You know, you couldn't be hearing from the Lord, you couldn't be seen, if your conscience hasn't been purged. The voice of your conscience is not heard. And how is the voice of your conscience heard? When you came to the Lord, you received the circumcision. He put out that spirit at work in sons of disobedience. We were all sons of disobedience at one time. And when that spirit went out, that's okay, but let's first, that spirit, what did that do? That is what hardened our heart. That's what there was first oppression, and then later on it can even become possession. So the conscience, which is the voice of our spirit, was very clear as a baby. We knew what was right and wrong. When we saw wrong things, we saw fighting in our home, we would cry. But later on, that conscience just got hardened and hardened. But when we came to the Lord, he circumcised our heart to serve the living God. Amen? He purged our conscience so that now we can know what is right, and we can now stay in what is right. So that's your spirit being set free and then empowered by the Holy Spirit to hear what God wants us to hear, to see what God wants us to see, so that we can now take this life out, take hold of it in our soul, our will, our intellect, and our emotions, and then sing that song, bring out that life, bring out that truth on a daily basis. And so our lives from being born again is portrayed the song of God, the story of God, the love of God in Him waking us up to the goodness that He has in store for us. So it's walking in the God quality of life, eternal life, because you have experienced that love. And as much as you've seen and heard, that is what you can be sharing. The last part I didn't even put in you. You can see what I in the word, but you must share with those being taught, because I didn't even see myself in this equation. You all, I did see that, but that's basically share with those that has helped you, you know. But I didn't think it so important. And then this morning I wake up, and the Lord was just saying to me, Trevor, this is what it's all about. You need to take hold of that which I give you, and you share it for yourself. When you speak to others and you teaching and you encouraging, you've been nourished just as much as they've been nourished. The communication of your faith is effective when you acknowledge it to others, because you grow in a greater understanding. So God wants us to sing the song that He's given to us in our life, in bringing our giving our bodies as living sacrifice, sharing, overcoming, bringing people into the kingdom. And that's pleasing to God. That's like a sweet aroma to God. In the Old Testament, it was burnt offerings and all that. But this is our offering now. Give your bodies as a living sacrifice. So what is happening? It's ultimately here, you're giving back. You are showing the goodness of the Lord that He's given to you, that which He's awakened you morning by morning to hear. You are bringing it forth in your words and your deeds, sometimes with words, guys. And that's a sweet fragrance to God. And that's you and I sharing with your teacher. Because ultimately, who called you? God. Who's teaching you? God. Who finds pleasure in your walk? God. You with Him, for Him, and you're flowing together with Him. Hallelujah. I trust you were blessed. This blessed me this morning.
Amen.